Now, I wonder if, boys and girls, we could turn to our verse for the children's talk this morning. And it's easy to find. It's in the last book of the Bible, and it's in the last chapter, and it's nearly but not quite the last verse. So if you can find Revelation 22 and verse 16, and some clever boy or girl could read it for me this morning. Anyone going to do it? Revelation 22:16. Good man, go ahead. Thank you, sir. That's a difficult verse to read, and you did extremely well. That would have daunted many an adult, maybe many a preacher as well. That was good. Right. Now, recently, we've been looking up, haven't we, in our children's talks? Or can you remember what I talked about a fortnight ago? Do you remember we looked up at the sun, and we saw some things about the sun? We saw its light, warmth, growth, and health. Can you all see that? We had a wee look at the sun. And then last week, what did we look at last week? Anybody tell me what we looked at last week? Anyone remember? The moon, that's right. We looked up at the moon. And by the way, the moon was really super this week. I hope you all had a look at it. I was peeping at it through my binoculars just about Thursday night. Really lovely to see the moon out in such full bloom. Well, we looked at the moon, and we saw it was dark and cold and dead. And the only light it gives is when its face is towards the sun. Now, can anyone guess from our verse what we're going to look at this morning? Any clever boy or girl going to guess? Now, this young man read it very well. Anyone have a go? Anyone know think they know about it? Some adults are looking very astute. Right? That's right, son. You're on the right track. Stars, plural. We're going to look at one singular. Anyone guess what star we're going to look at this morning? It's in that verse. That's right, sir. That's right, sir. The morning star. The morning star. There it is. It's called Venus. You must excuse my artistry. It's not very great. But there it is. Venus, the morning star. I'll tell you a few things about Venus. It's not a star at all. It's actually a planet. And we are told it's almost the same size as the Earth. It's the Earth's twin brother in the sky. And it's also the star which comes nearest to the Earth. But it's nearer the sun than we are. You remember I told you a couple of weeks ago that we're 93 million miles away from the sun? Well, Venus, the planet Venus, I'm told is 67 million miles from the sun. So it must be very hot on Venus. You all thought you were very warm a week or two ago, didn't you? About 86. Somebody said to me, it was 86 on the Dublin Road. That was a momentous event, wasn't it? 86 degrees. Well, it's much hotter than that in Venus. In fact, you would just frizzle up into a little fritter if you were in Venus. It's so hot. And that's why Venus shines so brightly. It shines so brightly. It was called Venus, of course, long, long ago in token of a Greek God, but we don't bother too much about that this morning. We know it's a planet, and it's nearer to us at times than any other planet in the whole system. A bright, shining planet. Now, I'll tell you when to look for Venus. If you want to see Venus really shining, just about, well, you'd have to get up awful early these mornings, and some of you are not inclined to do that. So look for it at night. It'll be very easy on you. Don't get up about 4 or 5 in the morning. You wait until tonight. And if it's a nice clear sky, you look into the sky, and just after sunset, Venus is that brightest star of all. It shines very brightly. In fact, round about Christmas time, if it's shining brightly, people usually write into the paper to tell the editor they've seen the star of Bethlehem. They get all worked up about that. But it's just our old friend, Venus. And of course, it's called not only the evening star, because it shines after sunset, but it's called the morning star. It's the brightest star in all our sky. Apart from the sun and apart from the moon, Venus shines the brightest. So I'll let you leave it until autumn time or winter time before you see Venus in the morning, but you should certainly be able to see Venus tonight if the sky is clear. What did Jesus mean when he said that he was the morning star? That's what he says in our verse, doesn't he? Does he mean he's a star in the sky and if you look up some night or some morning you'll see him? No, he doesn't mean that. But he does mean that when he comes into a person's life, a new day begins. Have you ever thought of that? That when Jesus shines into your heart, a new day starts. A totally new day. He shines in with all his holiness and with all his brightness, and he chases away the clouds of sin and the clouds of doubt and the clouds of disobedience. And you start a new day. Jesus is the morning star. And we have a hymn in our book, and it's one of my favorites. I mention it quite often, by Horatio Bonar. And he talks about looking to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. Because when Horatio Bonar trusted the Savior, a new day started in his life. But not only does Jesus the morning star mean that he gives us a new day, it means that one day he'll come again and God's day will begin. You know, as you turn on the news, on television or on the radio, it's man's day, isn't it? You hear about what men are doing, what men are saying, what men are thinking. And they're making an awful mess of it at the moment, aren't they? But one day Jesus will come again. And when he comes, God's day will start. And it's going to be a great day. And the Bible says in that day there's going to be no sin, and there's going to be no sighing, and there's going to be no sadness. And Jesus will reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run. So Jesus is our morning star. Venus is the star which shines brightest and arrives in the morning that we can see it, and in the evening, even after the sun sets. But we're looking for another star. We're looking for Jesus coming from heaven. And when he comes, of course, that lovely day of God will begin and man's day of sin will end. We'll look at another star or a planet next week. I wonder what that one will be. I'm not too sure myself.